We're back, joined now by our friends Steve Chesser and Bryce Chesser. Welcome back to our show.
Thanks.
Steve is a board member of the MPS Society. Bryce is an MPS patient. Steve, what is MPS?
MPS is the initials for mucopolysaccharidosis. It describes a range of syndromes where the patient doesn't manufacture a certain enzyme. These are metabolic enzymes. And so without that enzyme, waste products accumulate in the body and become toxic. And so Bryce is missing an enzyme, and so that's why we raise money for research.
Well, Bryce, we're delighted to have you back on the show. How's school going this year?
Good.
Yeah. Doing well in school?
Mm-hmm.
And how's your art? Last time you were on the show, you told us about your artwork. You still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Steve, there's been some good news in the last year about some medical advances in this field.
Yes, indeed. For the first time, we have a treatment now for Bryce's disorder, MPS2 or Hunter syndrome. They've replicated the enzyme that he's missing, and the FDA's approved it now for use, so we expect that Bryce will get his first enzyme infusion by the end of September.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
I would think so.
You've been waiting a long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
How long? About 6 years?
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a very special month for you.
Yeah.
Well, we all hope and pray that it does what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
And Dr. Munzer, who developed this, is going to be a guest at the Friends Helping Friends 3 fundraiser coming up.
Yes, and we're very pleased with that because he, in the MPS circles, he is a rock star.
Yeah.
Because he's devoted his life to this work. He did develop the artificial enzyme, and I think also significantly, he is the recipient of the $120,000 we raised in the first two dinners for an ongoing research project he's doing for a genetic treatment.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's talk about this fundraiser. I've been to the last two Friends Helping Friends. It's a wonderful evening at Smooth's Sports Grill. Maybe we can put the bumper up early and just get that graphic information up now as we talk about it. It's going to be on Wednesday, September 20th at 6 p.m. at Smooth's Sports Grill. John Morris is donating all the dinners for the attendees. The doctor we mentioned will be there. The celebrity auctioneer is none other than our friend, L.A. Supervisor Don Canabi. For tickets or information, call Diane Ripley, 562-883-3001. And Steve, that is a very moving evening.
Well, thanks, Art. We've really been gratified at the turnout for the first two, and I'm really pleased that I can show people that here's what your money is going for, something really meaningful. And plus that we now have a milestone to celebrate as well.
Bryce, does that cause you to feel good when you see 100, 150 people come to support you and others that have this particular disease, that people want to help you?
Yeah, but I'd feel better if I could see them all.
Yeah.
You mean see everybody at the dinner?
Uh-huh.
It's a school night, though.
I know.
Oh, this is a pitch to come to the dinner. That's right. Your wife was here last time, and last time we did show a video of your appearance on this show. They actually showed it at the dinner. So you were there.
I was?
Via television, absolutely. And they may do that again.
They will?
They may. But you need to study your schoolwork, so you're... Dad has the right priorities. What would you like the audience to know about the future and just about what it's like faced with this kind of situation on an ongoing basis?
Well, first of all, as a parent, and we're not unique, any parent who has a child who has an illness, particularly one where there's no treatment or cure, it's a very tough thing to deal with.
Yes.
And frankly, this for me has been an outlet to raise awareness, to raise money for research. And I readily tell people that Bryce's situation has given me a purpose in life that I never thought I'd ever have before.
Absolutely. And Bryce, the last time you were here, we talked about what you want to do in the future, your career. And at that time, I remember distinctly what you said.
What did you say?
You said, I'm not sure, but I know I'll find out. And when I find out, I'll know it. And wow. You looked up to the sky. So now it's a year later.
My past self was way too literal.
Tell them about your ambitions to be a cartoonist.
Oh, I want to be a cartoonist because it's really fun to draw.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Tell them about the Press Telegram.
And my dad showed the Press Telegram Company some of my cartoons, and they'd say that they will run it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So you'll be a published cartoonist?
Uh-huh.
That's exciting. Well, will you send me a copy when they publish it?
He's going to draw you one now.
He's going to draw you one now, okay. Mr. TV, get ready for a close-up. We're going to have a on-set drawn cartoon, probably a first in Straight Talk history. Well, you know, Scott Adams, who's a well-known cartoonist,
yeah.
Graduate of Long Beach State, and he does that wonderful business column.
Dilbert. Yeah.
But we have
you
about...
You mean the guy that never irons his tie?
Yeah. We have about 30 seconds left for that cartoon, Mr. Artist, so...
Sorry.
Finish it up, and we're going to hold it up. So you have artistic talents. Let's take a look. Which way do we hold it? This way? Like this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, let's take a close-up of Bryce's... That is good. Yes, indeed. Well, I think we have a little more focus career-wise.
Yes.
And what a blessing to have artistic talent like that. Thank you so much.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does that microphone really work?
It really does.
Do you ever use it?
We use it all the time. Thanks for asking.
It's not a prop?
It is a prop,
just
but it's
like
also,
a coffee
and that's
cup?
A real cup too. And we're going to give you one after the show. Thanks for joining us. Steve, thank you again.
Yeah, sorry.
Remember, Wednesday, September 20th, Smooth Sports Grill. Be there.